Hello, you are listening to Sirius 31 Radio Margaritaville. This is Savannah Jane, and it is the year of Still Here. It's Labor Day. Oh, God.
I'm hungry.
And we are joined by the very special, very talented, very hungry Mr. Jimmy Buffett.
This is, well, hello there, daughter.
Hi,
hello,
Dad.
Savannah Jane.
Hello.
It's Labor Day Monday. This is really Labor Day. Why am
really,
I working on Labor Day?
I don't know. I think you're one of the few men that actually probably is working today.
I know. No, there's nobody out here working on anything but a tan and a buzz.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. But I'm smelling crab cakes from, I got to mention this because this is one of the unsung things that, you know, I can't get out there and partake in a large feast before I sing because I have to protect my little voice.
Yes, you protect your little voice.
Every year we come here, we have these great friends from out in the Tidewater area of Virginia, Billy Sturgis and his great crew, and they sit back in this parking lot, and they bring all these cookers and these pots and their and all their seafood, and so they're back there frying crab cakes and soft crabs.
And it's and, so good.
And I have to smell this all the way through the show because everybody else in my band, can they have this amazing ability to eat right before the show, and I can't do it.
We may or may
not
pick out on this.
Now,
I know.
But, man, do these crab cakes smell good. So I'm happy to be in the land of crab cakes, and I'll be happier when this show is done and everybody's had a great time and I get my crab,
you can eat
cake,
your crab cake
on the ride to the airport.
You can have your crab cake and eat it, too.
It's the little things in this life of showbiz that means so much.
Backstage is so glamorous these days. It's all about just crab cakes and
oh, yeah, you know, but they do.
Needs.
They're fresh flowers in our trailers.
There are fresh flowers.
Yes, I know. Everybody's great to us here. And this is a great venue. It really is. It's one of those that, you know, it is a crowd-friendly venue. And it's big and it's fun and you feel all that energy and I love seeing, I see a lot of people at this show because in the old days, you know, when we worked more, we worked like, we did like four shows in the Washington, Virginia, and Maryland area, and now there's just a couple. So you see very familiar faces here for many, many years in the audience out there, and I really like that because, I mean, I see people here I knew as children in the audience who now bring their children. That's pretty amazing.
Thank you very much for that, by the way.
Oh, okay. Right.
No, I'm thanking the Parrot Heads for bringing their children.
Oh, I know, and I'm thanking the Parrot Heads for raising their children on this music.
Me too.
No, we all thank you very
this
much.
This is all in work.
In the Buffett family. Thank you.
But yeah, it's great being in the D.C. area and being in Virginia, and you know, one of the favorites I know, this is another, we were talking the other day about what's on our iPod. We said Sonny's on our iPod.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing that's on my iPod, I know yours as well, is the new Little Feat record.
Oh,
which
yes.
Which I got to download on iTunes. It's finally out. So exciting.
Oh, I know it. So everybody, this is a project we had a little bit to do with in the beginnings, and it's out. And it's a great, great lineup of very generous Little Feat fans who are also happen to be great musicians and singers who kind of contributed to this project called Join the Band, which that was Bill Payne's idea for the title, which I love for that album.
Yeah, it's an awesome record, and you're on it. Dave Matthews is on it. Chris Robinson from the Black Crowes.
Let's see. We got Brooks and Dunn and Vince Gill. A little unknown thing. Well, Bob Seger.
Yeah, a bunch of people.
There's a lot of great music, and Sonny Landreth and a couple of other people. But it's a great collection. It's a great tribute to Little Feat, who is a band. I mean, everybody knows my feelings about it. But I remember hearing them for the very first time. I was working in the D.C. area, downtown in Georgetown, in a place called the Cellar Door. And Little Feat was always, and I think still is, a very, very popular in what they call the Tidewater area around here. And I got to go see them. I think the first time I saw Little Feat was in Washington.
Awesome.
And so I'm just happy that we could be a part of bringing this album out. And so I wish all the boys and girls in Little Feat the best. And yeah, Bill's, as a lot of you know, tours with us on occasion, but they're out working this album now. And so... You know, help them out there. I mean, and treat yourself to a good time and go see a good show. And if you want to buy this record,
you will not be sorry.
You will not be sorry.
And I'll put my stamp of approval on it.
Well, it's about time for the Labor Day show.
I know, it's sad, but you know, summer's not going to end because you're heading to Boston next, and that's a big one too. So we're going to keep the summer dream alive, even though it's Labor Day. So have fun at work.
All right, and it's summer on the Chesapeake Bay, and I am going to get that crab cake at the end of this show.
All right, everyone, stay tuned to Sirius 31 Radio Margaritaville for Jimmy Buffett and the Coral Reefer Band live from Manassas, Virginia.
Bye-bye.